Okay, so I'm here with Jorge at Windara Farm. Jorge is heading the wind turbine project here at Windara. So Jorge, just tell me a little bit about what you do here and your history with wind turbines a little bit and sort of your goals in this project and, you know, creating wind turbines.
Sure. Well, thank you for this time. And the project here at Windara is basically a little bit of two things. One, it's educational, and we try to train people in how to build small wind turbines. We've been doing this for about close to a year and a half now. And the more recent part of the project is also to do some innovative changes to the designs of the machines so that we can actually make them a little bit simpler. That we also, after learning how people have learned to build the systems, we're trying to slowly do modifications so that they can be built more easily, not only within Oroville, but outside of Oroville. The people that come and study with us are not only Orovillians, but also some guests. And just recently we had a couple of villagers from Nepal, actually from the border area with Tibet. So and they came to learn how to build so they can go back to their village, install the system that they built, and actually build more. So the project, why did it start, is because there's a need to make the technology available. But you can see around the world there are wind turbines available and installed, but the thing is you also need to make them sustainable. And the way I see it is sustainability is not only installing a system in a place that there isn't or there wasn't one before, but it's also being able to give the tools for the local people to repair them or to build more. So when you learn how to build one, you learn how to repair one, and you can make it work. There's turbines in the U.S., for example, small wind turbines in the U.S. that have been operating for 100 years. Of course, you need somebody that's able to, every 10 years or 20 years, take a look at it, repair, change the bearings, do a couple of different things. But this is a technology that can be long-lasting. I think it was that spirit, the spirit of making a difference in the lives of rural inhabitants, including our villains that are rural inhabitants, but being able to bring a technology that's down to earth, closer to those that need it. So so the project has been educating villagers and different people that have come through here. But now we're entering this second stage, which is actually trying to modify the turbines to make them actually even cheaper. The challenge there is you need engineering expertise, and we have some engineering expertise in Oroville already, but we need help in areas that maybe there isn't so much expertise locally. So we are looking for, actually we are getting two interns this summer, one from the U.S. and one from France, that are engineers or engineering students from the university. And we're hoping to, with them, to start a process where we can do improvements in the design. You could say that the turbines have been already designed quite well, but we have to, you could say, nationalize the design. They were designed, these turbines that we built here were designed in Scotland by a physicist that had been working in wind turbines for 30 years. So they're quite well thought out and quite efficient, and they're relatively easy to build. But the magnets and the resins, sometimes there's a little bit hard to find. Or for example, the wood and the blades. It's a kind of an expensive wood, and it's not something that is as easily findable. I always have trouble finding the wood. So we're looking at opportunities to modify things. So maybe we might start making blades out of fiberglass, which will be easier to find and in certain ways more sustainable. There isn't much wood in India.
Yeah.
So that, you know, in other countries like US or Europe, it's easier. Mm-hmm. There's more wood available. So we are doing these modifications to the turbine, and we need an electrical engineer. we need a mechanical engineer. We need an anthropologist. We need people to help us improve the product or the design of the machine, but also help us understand better ways to reach some of these people that live in these rural areas. Because you need to also make these systems affordable for them. How do you set up a system when the amount of money that people earn is quite limited, and you may need to set up a small business where somebody creates a business, but people have to pay into the system so that somebody can create or invest in the turbine but get paid over time.
Mm-hmm.
So you need microloans. You need all these things. So you need the social aspect of the technology also. You need to understand it so that you can develop a turbine that fits those needs in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
So it is an exciting project because there's a lot that can be done. And we're very happy to be in Oregon. We are networking with different people here, and we're very grateful for everything that's happened up until now. But we have big challenges ahead. So we welcome anybody to come and join us. And we actually, right next to me is one person that's helping. And maybe she can say a little bit about what she's doing.
Hey, Becca. well, we only come here in the morning times, but the past couple days we've been working on the blades and how to shape them and make them home, like, from scratch, I guess, from just, like, a piece of wood. So some of it has been trial and error, but there's a lot of learning involved and, like, the techniques on the individual piece of wood, I guess, which is a good way to exercise your mind. I'm not really an engineer. I just study social sciences, but this is still interesting and nice to be part of. And I don't know if I'll be here till the end, but because of time, but I don't know. It'd be interesting to participate for a moment in something like this.
Great. So, Jorge, you were also talking about a wind turbine that you're planning on incorporating into a guest house here in Oroville. You spoke a little bit about the universality of, you know, getting these turbines to different places. But what about Oroville and your projects here?
Of course. I mean, we're based in Oroville, and in Oroville we have a need. We have a need for power now, not only in Oroville, but in all of Tamil Nadu.
Mm.
One of the guest houses, Gaia's Garden, has requested to have a turbine and system installed there. They have a battery bank and a solar array to produce power, but they obviously have a need for more, and they're in a place which has relatively good wind because they're closer to the beach also, and we've designed a system that will be installed on their rooftop. Rooftop installations are complex because you need to isolate the turbine vibration from the house.
Yeah.
So this is our first system that we're using pretty sophisticated isolation pads that are for industrial use.
Yeah.
So we're incorporating some of these concepts into that installation. I've done installations like this before, but in sailboats, which were smaller, you could say. You use a smaller turbine, but you can do. I mean, this is something that can be done. So I'm applying some of that experience into this installation. And it should be installed in probably at least 2 to 3 weeks. The tower is being built, we will be doing the wiring and all that in the next couple of weeks. And it will be nice to have people visit if they are curious about it. And we're excited about having it running and operating there, and it will be a showcase, you could say, of the technology. So that is one of several places where we plan to install. We're also planning to install one in Windara, of course. We're looking for a used battery bank. If anybody has a used battery bank that they wish to upgrade, and their old batteries can be used for another purpose. So there's some things that we need at the farm that we could use. But we would like to install one next here at Windara. And at Buddha Garden, also, we have plans of installing another turbine there. So there are a number of different places in Oroville that are requesting some installations. And most of these are hybrid systems, meaning solar and wind. So the fact is, Oroville is not an ideal wind location. We don't have very high winds here. Mm-hmm. But the winds that we do have can help us through those moments where the solar array is actually not doing so well.
Right.
And that has been the Martanda's experience with his wind turbine that was installed in his farm. And there is a good application for wind or for hybrid systems here. We're doing them here locally, and we're very happy about that.
Okay. Well, awesome. I wish you the best with your work and everything else.
Thank you.